Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso. And last week, I had such a fun conversation with Maria Colon from Dinero in Spanglish. We just talked about money, and it was just so fun to just kind of hash out money with someone else who's a money nerd like myself and to just hear other people's money journeys. And it's just really great. So I have the pleasure of bringing Maria back on, though, for today's Mom on the Go episode, which is a short 10-15 minute episode for those of you who may not have a ton of time to listen to a full episode. So we're going to just jump right in. Maria, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no. Last week was so much fun. So I'm excited to bring you back on. I laughed so hard last week. So it was great. So, let's jump into the episode. My first question for you is, how do you balance work and family?
Well, that balance is kind of impossible. But after COVID, I realized that I had my son and my daughter sign up in a bunch of activities. So I started reducing those. I also have some boundaries on my cell phone, primarily for social media, for example. I limit the hours of time that I myself, the grown up in the house, can be in social media. It already blocks me from the apps after a certain amount of hours a day. So that's also helpful. Also, I dedicate Monday and Tuesdays for my family. So there's no meetings in the afternoon or anything. And Sundays are for them as well.
What strategies do you use to be present with your kids besides the phone?
Yeah, in addition to that, I try to be with them, like asking questions after school, for example, instead of letting them use their iPad or their phone immediately. We talk. My oldest likes to cook sometimes with me. So that's also something that helps to spend time with them. And just making them part of the house. Like they participate with me and we talk a lot. Currently we live in a small house, so it's easy to stay connected with each other and be part and be present.
That's great. Yeah. As much as we want to build out our house or, you know, have the dream home, part of me doesn't actually want that because I want to be able to be like with my kids and see them all the time, even just living in close quarters. I feel like it kind of makes your family closer.
Yeah. And my youngest, she'll be six soon and she's always talking. Like she doesn't let me ignore her at all. She's proactive on that one. Mommy, be present with me here.
Do they use cell phones?
They do.
But are they on it all the time or?
The oldest probably it is. And he is only allowed to play video games Friday afternoon, then Saturday and Sunday. So on weekdays, we are all together cooking or watching TV. Or if I have something related to the business, then they stay with my husband. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, how old are your kids?
13 and almost 6.
Oh, that's great. So have you started teaching them about money?
They have. At the beginning of our journey, my son was in charge of the eating out budget because he's the one that thinks I'm a chef and that we can eat out all the time. The little one, she knows that we have a budget for when we go out and she wants something. If it's more than $10, maybe we don't get it.
I love
it. They have been part of it.
I love it. Is there anything that you've tried to teach them that hasn't worked?
No, I think they're both very open. My oldest, it's now the editor of my podcast. So he's getting some income there. And I keep telling him, we have to go to your brokerage account and invest the money. But he's saving it for a computer. So I don't know how I feel about that, but hey.
You should check out my episode number 84 with Penny Rose from Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. She's a CPA and she talks about exactly how to set up a Roth IRA for your kid. She did such a great job. I need to figure out how to hire my kids. My husband and I are now really seriously talking about it and going to talk to our CPA soon. But if he's editing your podcast, get that Roth for him.
Yes.
Does he have a Roth yet? Or
he does because he also helped with the rental.
Oh, okay.
So they are part of my financial statement for the rentals. And now I have to add another line for them. of income.
Oh, I love it. I love it. How much are you able to, quote unquote, pay them?
I'm doing 200 a month for the oldest and 100 a month for the youngest.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. We're about to, I mean, we've talked about it, but after having Penny on, I like feel like I really know what to do now to actually get it done. So I'm really excited for it.
I'll go listen to the episode now.
Well, the last question I have for you is, what do you struggle most with being a mom and then on your own journey to financial independence?
Being a mom, it's probably my family is not close. So it has been, I wish my mom was healthy and closer.
Yeah.
To help with, help, no, be present, right? Be part of their growth. And sometimes I resent that. And the financial journey is probably controlling my spending. Knowing that my money is better spent in experiences than at the store. And also my money has more power invested than and saving than paying debt or buying more stuff.
Yeah. Well, what barriers have you put on your spending? I know we talked a lot about your money journey in the last week's episode, but I don't think we did actually talk about what controls you have in place to control your spending.
So I really focus on certain categories of my budget, right? Like eating out and the shopping. Those are two that I monitor every month. Other than that, I have automated a bunch of my process. So we don't have debt, but my investments are automated and my savings are automated. So I know as soon as my check hit once a month, my income from my 8 to 5, like a couple of thousands are going away and I don't count with that money anymore. So it's automating my processes and everything. It's easier and the money has a place to go.
Yeah. No, that makes so much sense. Well, Maria, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming back on today's episode. How can my listeners connect with you further?
They can find me on social media, Instagram or TikTok, or my website, dineroenspanglish.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me.
Alrighty, that wraps up another amazing episode of the Investor Mama podcast. So if you did like today's episode, along with my other content, please subscribe on the platform that you are listening to and leave a rating or written review. It really does help let the providers know that you find value with my content. Also, if you know anyone who would benefit from hearing this episode, please share with them. You can share on social as well. It really just helps get the word out about Investor Mama. So that would be super helpful. All right, this is Investor Mama. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you liked today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.